story, isn't it? All about someone who sowed some seeds. Hands up if you've ever planted any seeds. Has anyone here ever planted any seeds? John, you were first up. What have you sowed?
Flowers.
Flowers? Yeah, David?
Watercress at school.
Watercress at school. Very good. Yeah, and a bit of cotton bud that you sort of soak it. And Alicia?
Tomatoes.
Sunflower seeds, they're good to grow big in the garden. Dorothy, let's...
Beans.
Anybody anything different? Jean?
Mung beans this morning.
Mung beans. People are sowing this morning. Hands down for that already. Now, how many of you, when you plant seeds, you do it something like this? We plant them one by one in a nice, straight line to make sure they go in exactly the right places. That's how we normally do it, isn't it? We don't want to waste the seeds. Now, even farmers in the fields who plant hundreds and thousands of seeds, they've got massive machines that carefully plant them in rows, row by row by row, in just the right place. But look at this story. The sower in this story, he couldn't be any more different, could he? Look, if you look there, you see him scattering the seed everywhere. He scattered the seed everywhere. He didn't waste a thing. You look at him. Look at what he did. He scattered it on good soil. Verse 8, he scattered it on good soil. And then he scattered it among the thorns. Verse 7, he scattered it. Verse 5, on rocky ground. There's a bit more. Verse 4, he even sprinkled it along the path. Imagine you've been with that farmer in Jesus' story. What would you have said to him? What are you doing? Don't throw it on rocky ground. Don't throw it among the thorns. Don't throw it along the path. What a waste. But the farmer in Jesus' story does that. Notice that he throws the seeds everywhere. Why do that? What is it Jesus is saying to us? Well, what does the seed in the story represent? Anyone spot that? Well, Jesus tells us that bit where he explains the story. Verse 14, if you read down. Hands up. What does the seed, verse 14, what does the seed in the story represent? What's it a picture of? What's the seed in the story a picture of? Josiah? Not a picture of us. If you had your Bible open, that might help. Verse 14, what does it say? The word, the seed in the story is God's word. God's word to us about Jesus, about himself, about how God wants us to respond to him. The things God tells us here in the Bible. And the farmer spreads it everywhere. We've got another slide. The farmer spreads it everywhere. He is a generous sower. He's a generous sower. What does that mean? Well, it means that God wants his word, the word in the Bible, the things the Bible says about Jesus, to go everywhere. God doesn't want us to treat his word like this. One. God wants us to share it with anyone we can. God wants us to share it with anyone we can, anytime, anywhere. Sometimes we don't do that though, do we? Sometimes we do the one seed at a time. We look at people and we try and work out if we think they're going to be interested in God's word. Maybe we think they might be, so we carefully drop a few little bits in. Maybe we look at someone and we think they won't be interested at all, so we don't even bother sowing. We save the seed to go where we think people might be interested. And I'm not going to do it again, but God wants us to sow the seed everywhere. God wants us to share his word with everyone we meet. God wants us to talk about Jesus with anyone we can, whatever age we are, as often as we can. That's the first thing we see in the story, a very, very generous sower. We're going to think more about that in a moment, but we're going to sing first a call for us as the church at St. Richard's to get up, to go out, and to sow, not sparingly, but abundantly. O church, arise, let's stand as we sing. And as we do that, an offering's going to be taken. We give financially to the church in different ways. If this isn't how you give, feel free to pass the bags on. Let's stand as we sing.
Call of Christ our captain, and heal the weak, can say that they are strong in the strength that God has given, with shield of faith and belt of truth, we'll stand against the devil's lies, an army bold, whose battle cry is love, reaching out to those in darkness. Call to war, to love the captive soul, but to rage against the captor, and with the sword that makes the wounded whole, we will fight with faith and valor. When faced with trials on every side, we know the outcome is secure, and Christ will have the price for which he died, an inheritance of nations. Come see the cross, and Christ emerges from the grave. Ice victory march continues to the day. Every eye and heart shall see him. So Spirit come, put strength in every stride. Give grace to every hurdle, that we may run with faith to win the prize of a servant good and faithful. As saints of old still line the way, retelling triumphs of his grace, we hear their calls and hunger for the day when with Christ we stand in glory.
Do take your seats. We have seen a generous sower, the farmer scattering seed all over the place, on good soil, among thorns, on rocky ground, along the path. Seed that reminds us that God wants his word about Jesus to go everywhere, to everyone. But the thing we can't miss in the story is that very different things happen when the seed lands on different soil. That's our next slide. There are different soils. We've got a generous sower and different soils is the second point. Now, I need some actors to help me with the next bit. People with a proven ability that they can play a part, that they can entertain a crowd. I can think of people like that. I'm going to ask for Jane. I'm going to ask for Stuart, for Anne and for David. You guys knew I was going to be asking you, so the rest of you, don't be fearful. I'm going to randomly pick on you. This is going to be my favourite talk of the three. So we've got four of you. In a minute, I've got something really important for each of you to do. But first, we're going to do some warm-ups, okay, just to get you ready. So I'll say something, and you need to act it out. So very first one, a member of the royal family having a cup of tea. Very good, very good. Okay, second one, model on a catwalk. Model on a catwalk. David, very good. Stuart, that's quite a burly model there. I don't know what fashion shows you've been to. A bouncy on a trampoline. Bouncy on a trampoline. Abigail, very good. And finally, driving in a Grand Prix race. This is very good. Okay, warmed up, ready. Right, we're going to do the real thing in a moment. One by one, I'd like you to each act out what happens when the seeds fall on different soils in Jesus' story. So Jane, on your own, I'm going to get you to do the first one. The one that falls along the path, what happens to it? What happens to it? Falls on the path. Gets eaten by birds. Well done. Very good, Jane. Stay there. You're not over yet. Stuart, you're the second one. The seed that falls on the rocky ground, what happens to it? Grows up. What happens to it? Grows up quickly. The sun beats down and it withers away. Very good. Okay, Anne, you're the third one. The seed that falls among the thorns, what happens to it? It grows up, but choked by the weeds around it. Very good. And David, the last one, the seed that falls on the good soil.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to need a couple of these.
David's getting his own props. That wasn't in the briefing.
That's very true.
Oh, hey. What happens to the seed that falls on the good soil? Grows up and spreads, produces a crop. Well done. Just stay there for a moment. We'd love to see each of those one more time. What's each? A pitch of first seed, the one that falls along the path, gets eaten by birds. Brilliant, well done. What's that a pitch of? Well, someone who hears God's word, but as soon as they do, Satan comes and snatches it away before they can do any good at all. So someone tells them about Jesus, or they hear a talk about Jesus, or they read the Bible on their own, or they come to church, or they come to Sunday club, and they learn about Jesus from the Bible, but immediately they forget what they heard. Someone asks them later, maybe over lunch, on a Sunday in a January, what did you hear? And they say, I can't remember. Something about Jesus, I don't know. What about the second lot of seed? That was Stuart, wasn't it? Falls on rocky ground, it gets scorched by the sun and withers away. Let's see it. Very good, with sound effects there. Someone who hears God's word, and at first it maybe looks like it made a difference. Life begins to change, but it never goes very deep. It never really changes them inside. So as soon as it gets hard work to follow Jesus, as soon as someone at work or at home or school starts to tease them for following Jesus, what do? They no longer follow him. What about the third lot of seed? And one that falls among the thorns, it grows, they choke it, they stop it bearing fruit. Let's see that one. Well done, very good. Well, that's a picture of someone who hears God's word. And again, at first it looks like they're doing okay. Things begin to change, but then other stuff distracts them. Other things seem more important. The cares of this world, Jesus said, the challenges of life. Perhaps they begin to think the most important thing is to be popular. to have loads of friends. So they don't care about God and his word anymore. They just care what other people think of them. Or maybe wanting money, the deceitfulness of wealth. You'll see that in the verses. Maybe that becomes the most important thing of all. So they can have a nice house. They can go on nice holidays. They can have the latest mobile phone. So they don't care about God and his word anymore. Just what will get them the money they think they need. Perhaps they used to serve loads at church because they're excited about God and what he says. And they wanted to serve others and see God's word spread. But now they've stopped because they're just too busy doing other things. Or too busy at work. And it's so sad when that happens. It means that people who could have done all kinds of wonderful things for Jesus end up being useless for him instead. But there's one more kind of seed. David, here's your moment. One last time, then I will let you all sit down. The false seed that falls on good soil and produces. Let's see it. Well done. Very good. That's worthy of a round of applause. While I find my place in the talk. What's that a picture of? People who hear God's word, they accept it, they believe it, they live it, and they do all kinds of wonderful things for Jesus. They're growing as Christians, they're serving, they're giving time and energy and money, and they're sharing the good news with others. As often and as much as they can. Well done, actors. Do grab a seat. You have been very brilliant. And do you know what? Jesus says when we sow his word, when we tell others about him or invite them to somewhere they can hear about Jesus, we will see each of those four different things happening. Some people, half an hour later, won't remember anything about what they heard. You might invite them to the quiz evening and they'll have no clue the next morning what Adam said in his talk. Some of them, for a while, maybe they'll seem really interested in following Jesus. But as soon as life gets hard, as soon as someone's mean to them for following him, they'll stop. Some of them, for a while, maybe they'll look like they're really interested. But gradually, other things will matter more to them. Instead, they won't come to church. They won't read their Bible. They won't talk about Jesus anymore. They won't serve at church because they'll think other things matter more. Only some of them will hear God's word, will accept it, deep down, live changed lives, and keep following Jesus to the end. That's how Jesus says it will be. In this parable. And it's good for us to know that this year, 2019. Maybe you've invited a friend to church over Christmas, or you invite them to Adventurers, or to Sir to Easter, or our quiz evening in a couple of weeks' time, or to Christianity Explored in February, and they haven't come and they don't come. Or perhaps they've come and heard talks about Jesus and they've seemed really interested, like they really wanted to follow him, but now they're not interested at all. Maybe you found that really hard. I think we all find that really hard when that happens. We wonder, what is the point? Why bother inviting anyone next time? Why bother sowing more? Well, the second thing we see is different soils. We had a generous sower. The second talk, we have different soils. And Jesus warns it might be this way. And I'm really glad he did because it encourages me. And of course, Jesus did say some seed will fall on good soil and will produce loads of fruit. And we're going to think about that much more briefly after we've sung our next song. It's a song that reminds us no matter what happens, Jesus is the mighty, mighty Saviour who can change people's lives. There are some actions. We'll do this in our seats for a moment. I'm going to try and lead us poorly from the front. If you want to join in with the actions, do. If you don't, let's just sing as loud as we can. That would be lovely. Mighty, mighty Saviour, do stand. Sue's going to lead us. No one is good. No one.
Brilliant. Do take your seats. I'm sure that wasn't due to the singing. If anyone knows how embarrassed I get about singing publicly, you'll know when Sue said, "Do you want that again?" Inside, I'm thinking, no. But actually, it's really good. It's really good to sing it again. We've got a much shorter talk now. We've seen a generous sower, and we've seen different soils, and I wonder where our next point is going to land. We've seen the farmer scattering seed all over the place. God wants lots of people to hear his word, as many as possible. But there are different soils, there are different ways people will react as they hear God's word. So here's the last thing, much more briefly now. What about you? What about me? What kind of soil are we? Next slide. How will you hear? How will you hear? As we hear God's word in church, like now in Sunday Club or Adventurers or 242, or as we read it in our own home or with our families, how will you hear? Which of those four different soils will you be? There's one more thing Jesus says. I just want us to notice it quickly before we finish. How Jesus finishes the original story. Verse 9, it's on the slide. Next slide, I think. Verse 9, and Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Verse 9. In other words, be careful how you hear. If we find ourselves in a place where we're hearing God's word, for example, church or on a Sunday morning, be very careful how you hear. Don't just sit here and think, "I don't really know what kind of soil I am. I wonder." Be careful how you hear. Be good soil is what Jesus is saying in that verse, verse 9. Be good soil. It makes you think, doesn't it? Even in a church like ours, as God's word is sown, even right now, here amongst us, different people will be reacting to what's being said in very different ways. Some of us won't really be listening. For them, God's word is just getting snatched away. Ask them about it over lunch and they'll barely remember a thing. Some of us will hear it, but life is hard. It's really tough being a Christian. And we'd rather have things easy. They know what Jesus wants them to do, but they'd rather stay out of trouble so they won't do what Jesus says. Some of us find so many other things in life that are always filling our minds. We could spend a few minutes a day thinking about the Bible, but we could spend much longer on the Xbox instead. We could get to church or a small group, but actually there's always a few more hours at work to do, or we'd rather go to football instead. Some of us could come to church each week and get stuck into inviting and serving at different church events. But we could spend longer trying to convince people at school or work that we're really cool and actually we fit in instead. Be careful, Jesus says. Don't let those people be you. If you've got the chance to hear God's word, make sure we hear it well. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Work hard at understanding it. Think about the difference it should make to our lives now and forever, and get on with living it. Final slide. A generous sower, different soils. How will you hear? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word to us, which teaches us about your great rescue plan for the world by teaching us about Jesus. Thank you that we might have new life through faith as your spirit brings your word to our hearts and causes us to trust in Jesus. We pray that wherever we're at this morning, we might hear your word and act on it. Grow us in faith in Jesus and encourage us to be generous sowers of your word, that we might see your glory in our lives and in the lives of others through lives of repentance and faith in every part of life. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. is Alan. I've been in the church here for nearly 12 months now, which is great. In the Bible, we read these words. Come close to God, and he will come close to you.